Welcome back, everybody, to the Friar Talk podcast and YouTube channel. Today, we're going to be discussing something that has kind of been popping around Twitter for a while. I've seen some YouTube videos on it as well. Big question, is AJ Preller on the hot seat? So I think there's a lot of things that have kind of gotten into this. I will start by saying I don't think he is yet, but I think that there's a chance that he could become on the hot seat next year. I don't necessarily think like this year is going to be where he's judged for the failure of this team. I think that if you see that down the road, maybe that could happen. But Chase, what do you think about this?
I think if the Padres don't make postseason, if he keeps Tingler, and by next season, we really don't see any of our pitchers that are in the minor league system come up and develop into the pitchers that they're supposed to be, that we all know they can be. Like Mackenzie Gore has another down season and he can't make the major leagues and he doesn't do anything to fix it in the farm system. I mean, he already did fire, was it the farm director? So, you know, maybe that's a step in the right direction. We don't know. That is a good sign of things are going to change. But like I said, if Tingler continues to stay and the Padres don't make postseason, hell, if they even make it to a 500, because we're not that many games back from just being 500. We're three games away from, if we lose another three games, we will be 500. We have a chance at finishing the season 500. You can say that, yeah, we've had the most days of anybody on the injured list in the major league, and it's by far. But you still had guys that are more than talented enough to carry this team to be an above 500 team with the roster that they have. So, I mean, it comes into questions like, why do you sign a veteran pitcher that got released who had a 7 ERA? Why do you sign another one that has a 6 ERA who obviously both of them struggled heavily? They got released from teams for reasons because they were costing them more games than not. Why don't you promote your minor league pitchers? You may not be able to bring them up for the playoffs because they're not on the 40-man roster or whatever. But you have other guys that are on the 40-man roster that have been starting in the minor leagues and that can pitch in that situation, but you don't use them. There's just so many things that, yeah, this is probably on Preller. And you know Preller and Tingler are of one mind, so they probably are working together at some point. So at that, if that is all that happens, I think AJ Preller is on the hot seat. I love Preller. I loved Preller. I mean, I still do. He's great at finding talent. He usually pulls off some really good trades for the Padres, but we've also seen a lot of misses too. This whole trade deadline, a huge miss. And I don't know if that was pressure from ownership or him just saying we need to do something to help the team out. It backfired. If Preller is on the hot seat, I don't want the Padres to straight out fire him. I'd rather them demote him to like director of scouts because you got to keep a guy like that around. His eye for talent is unmatched. He refills the farm system like there's no tomorrow, and that's why we can pull off some of the trades that we do. I do think he's on the hot seat, especially if the Padres finish below 500. That is on him and Tingler. And I think it all really rests on the question, does Preller keep Tingler around? If he does, Preller is definitely on the hot seat because that is his call. The ownership came out and said, if Tingler stays around, that is 100% on Preller. So he's on the hot seat if something goes there.
I think that's fair. If you like saying, okay, next year he's going to be on the hot seat if they finish under 500 and if they keep Tingler. That makes sense. I think for me, I don't think the root of the Padres' problems are AJ Preller. I really don't. Has he made some trades that have looked pretty bad lately? Yes, he has. And also, this deadline, he didn't go and buy at the deadline. And I think it was frustrating to see because they were looking so good. But the Padres have completely collapsed. Is that 100% about the trade deadline? No. Is it a factor? Yes. Could it be a very large factor? Yes. So it's hard to tell. I think the biggest problem, though, for the whole Padres organization is that the part you brought up, developing players. And I don't know if we're going to do this in season. We're probably going to do this after the season. But we're going to go through the last two seasons, 2021, or like all the trades that happened before the 2021 season and in the 2021 season. And then we'll do the same for the 2021 season as well. So we're going to go through, we're going to grade these trades, kind of look at them all and you know, reevaluate. Okay, how does this look now? How does this Clevenger trade look now? How does this Nola trade look now? You know, all the guys. There's been a lot of misses lately. But the bigger issue is that, and we've talked about this, I think, so many times on the show, guys, especially pitchers, do not get better in the Padres organization. And once they leave, that's when they reach their potential. And I don't know if that's as much on Preller, and maybe it is. Like, he is the guy that's calling the shots. But at the same time, that's not directly him. So I think that's a bigger issue. Now, we saw him go out and they fired the director of the farm system. So I think that's a big step, but I don't know. I don't think firing, like for me, firing AJ Preller is a step in the wrong direction. I don't think that's going to get you better. I think that's going to create another kind of thing where look at before AJ Preller, look at this farm system then. It wasn't too pretty. It really wasn't too pretty. Now, I think the best thing they can do is keep AJ Preller and hire more coaches, hire more developmental coaches and big league coaches, both of them, because we've seen guys have issues. Mackenzie Gore, you talked about it a lot. Mackenzie Gore needs that one-on-one training. That's the guy you want a coach to be talking to him all the time. Same thing is when whoever gets called up, not you can't have Joe Musgrove, every single pitcher only going to Larry Rothschild, or how the Padres have one single hitting coach and everybody else in the league has like six. It just doesn't make sense. So I think that's the biggest issue for me. I think there's a chance he's on the hot seat, but I don't think firing him even after next year is good. I don't think it's going to fix anything. I think that's just going to cause more issues because at the very least, he brings a ton of talent into this organization. And just having talent isn't everything, but it's a huge deal. And it's something that we haven't seen with the Padres in a long time. And that's why, that's why they've got so much hype lately. So I don't know. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's it? Like, you think it would be a step back?
Yeah, I'm against firing Preller. If they were going to do anything with Preller, I really think they should strip him of his GM duties. That's the only thing. Like, demote him to like something of director or scouts. Let him continue scouting talent. Let him have a major say with the GM and the president of baseball operations. Let him have a huge say in it, but don't make him have the final say in either trades and signings or who should be the manager, because he's whiffed on two of them so far. Credit, Andy Green had a really bad Padres team to deal with, but looking back at it, he did not handle the team the best either. Neither has Tingler. Some of the coaching hires have been really questionable. Larry Rothschild was probably underqualified for the job. That we have one hitting coach, and we've had a plethora of hitting coaches. Instead of just firing all of them and be like, you know what, this guy didn't work this year, let's bring in this new guy and hope he fixes them. Bring in him and like five other guys. Just for hitting, like bring in five more hitting coaches. And then for the bullpen too, bring at least three. If you can get Darren Balsley back, you only need like two more. But if it's not Darren Balsley, I want to see another five pitching coaches out there in the bullpen working with everybody. Like, we are so far behind on coaches that when you look at like the league average, we're in like the 25th to 30th when we have coaches for hitting and pitching. All the top-end teams that you see making the World Series, they got like six hitting coaches, five pitching coaches, and a little bit of everything in between. And we don't have that. We just have one guy relying on – we have, 12 hitters relying on one hitting coach and then 13 is relying on one pitching coach. You can say, cool, you have the bullpen coach too. Oh, wow, two guys. It doesn't make it any better. Need some difference of opinion and some difference of approaches for each guy, because not every single person doesn't learn one way. So if we continue just to continue cycling through hitting coaches like we have been, I do think someone needs to tell Preller like, hey dude, this isn't working, we need to switch it up. Or ownership needs to tell him like, hey, do something about this. And if you can't, we can find someone who will. Kind of just push that for him to make changes in the positive direction if you're not going to fire him. But yeah, I'm against firing him. Like I said, demote him to scouting director. I don't care what it is. Just make sure that he has a say in trades, who you sign, and just the whole minor league system in general. Because the guy has an eye for talent like no one else does.
Yeah, I mean, he's been amazing with bringing talent into the organization. I think that everyone has been able to see that. Now, he's taken some big swings lately, and they haven't paid off. But I feel like a lot of times trades, too, are kind of cyclical. Like, you go through and, like, you're going to have, like, a really good stretch, which the Padres did. And then when you go to buy and you go to be aggressive, you're going to go and you're going to swing and miss. I think there's a chance that it looks a lot different if there isn't so many pitching injuries, which can go back to not hiring enough pitching coaches. And so for me, maybe he is on the hot seat, but the bigger thing that I want to see is, like you said, I want to see more coaches hired for this team. Want to see more developmental coaches in the minor leagues hired as well. I think that is, and like you brought up like the contending teams, how they have way more coaches. I would rather the Padres go out there and almost sign like a platoon guy to play left field next year than go and try to like get after like some big name left fielder. If that means they're going to go and hire those coaches, because long term, that's going to bring you a lot more stability and that's going to bring you a lot more like positive progression for these younger players where they're going to keep getting better. And then guess what? Maybe you didn't have a great left fielder in 2022, but shoot, the next 8 years, Robert Hassel was a beast because once he came into the league, he could go one-on-one with multiple coaches every day. And so that to me is the bigger issue. If he's on the hot seat, sorry guys, if he's on the hot seat, I just don't think that's the best move. So I think he might be. I think we're going to learn this off season though. I think before next year, this question will 100% be answered. But anything else you want to add?
No, I think we pretty much got everything.
All right, sweet. Well, thank you all for listening. Chase is actually going to be going live tomorrow. Chase, you want to just kind of explain what you're going to do tomorrow?
So let me pull it up. So the Thursday game against San Francisco at 1 o'clock, I will be home all day. So we'll probably do a live stream just throughout the game. Just commentate. You guys can ask me anything you want. It doesn't really have to be baseball related. It could be football related since I know that's big right now. So, you know what? We're just going to come chill, hang out, and just watch baseball together.
Yeah, so I'll join in for a while. I don't think I'll be able like to actually hop on. But, yeah, we're going to do some. And also, a lot of you guys have also asked for us to do this before. So it'll be cool just that Chase is just trying to kind of kill some time. We've been bored as hell. So, but, yeah, that's going to do it for today's episode. So come on Thursday. Chase is going to be going live. And also comment, do you think AJ Preller's on the hot seat? And how would you feel if they did go on and fire him this offseason? What would your thoughts be? All right, guys, that's going to do it. Thank you all for listening, and we'll talk to you very soon.